This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Thousands of homes are being evacuated in Grand Lake and other areas around the East Troublesome Fire. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the town of Granby remains on pre-evacuation status.
To extreme fire behavior this afternoon.
While I interviewed evacuee Jennifer Seifert, she received yet another code red alert on her phone. Seifert says she finally bought her dream home in Granby last year. As far as she knows, it's still standing, but her roommate had just left after attempting last-minute measures to protect the house.
He spent the night there last night, heard explosions. He thought that it was thunder, and it was actually people's propane tanks exploding and houses burning up.
Seifert is staying at a hotel that's serving as an emergency shelter for some evacuees. It's unclear how many homes have been lost in the quickly spreading fire. The blaze has also prompted evacuations in parts of Estes Park. In Winter Park, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
More than a quarter of Colorado voters have already cast a ballot, and early returns show twice as many Democrats have voted than Republicans. Ian Silveri is with the group Progress Now.
Democrats can now spend more time on lower turnout voters, whereas Republicans have to make sure that their reliable voters just don't stay home this year for some reason.
Unaffiliated voters had the highest turnout rate 2 years ago, and analysts expect that will be the same for this election when it's all said and done. You're listening to CPR News.